We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air, final hour on this Friday. We are glad you are here with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I'm sure you're probably going to have a couple of those at home, as we're not out drinking and driving, that's for sure. So don't forget, if you're going to the grocery store, stock up on your favorite beverage. And if you decide to make it a Bud Light, they certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much. We had talked about our good buddy, Drew Smith from Fox 11 from years ago, that had been a host on this program for me, a fill-in host at numerous points in time. He went off to Kansas State. He's a professor down there now, and he was doing really, really well. And he was doing some international traveling, and he is one that was diagnosed with the coronavirus, and he had some problems along the way that it became very worrisome, to put it mildly. But now there's an update. And the best part about it is Drew is now out of the hospital, but I'm going to let him explain it in his own words. Here's our buddy Drew Smith.
Love and hello to everybody. As you can see, not in a hospital gown anymore. Got my K-State purple back on. I am now out of intensive care. That happened late yesterday. And I had a good night's sleep in my own bed last night. Things have been progressing a little bit. A lot of folks are asking, so I figured I'd do another quick little update. The lungs are continuing to get better. They did send me home and sent me home with oxygen. So at nights, I'll still be using the oxygen, but the lungs continuing to win the battle against the pneumonia, at least at this time. Cautiously optimistic as we start to move forward. Also, the numbers on the hepatitis, the liver that the COVID also goes after, improved slightly. So medical professionals said, you know what, you can probably handle this at home for a little while. So now we're back home under the great care of my wife Jennifer and my kids, and who prepared everything, and everything just looks fantastic, and really, really helping out to continue my healing. It's certainly turning a corner. The next straightaway is still a pretty long straightaway to get back to full health. Doctors are still talking in weeks and months, and are very, very cautious also, because we've seen some cases of the corona where things look good, you get a little bit better, and then suddenly within 2-5 days, things take a turn for the worse. So continuing on some medications, as well as resting, getting things, just trying to let the body heal. Part of that great healing has still been all of the well wishes and the texts and the messages and the Facebook messages and the posts and everything, and it's just been so wonderful. You really learn how rich life is when crisis happens and people come together. And thank you for coming together for me and for my family. We are still just fighting so hard to get back to full health. And it might be weeks, it might be months, but your support means so, so much. So thank you, thank you. I'm in my bedroom, and as you can see, one of my inspirations that we have here over my bed is a Thomas Kincaid painting. It's called A Quiet Evening. And it's one of those places I kind of go when things get a little bit hectic. And I walk down that path and enter that cottage and just say, just be with whoever's in there. Could be great friends, could be members of my family. It's always enriching. So thank you for all being in the cottage, for being members of that huge group that have been so wonderful. As I said, things still at infancy stage, really. I was talking to some of my football friends who, and I made the comment that I'm out of the shadow of my own goalposts, so to speak, as I start this drive back to full health. Managed to make a pretty good goal line stand there in the hospital and get back to functional health. And that's kind of where we are right now, just back into that functional health and still really fighting to get back to that. Thank you so much for, again, the cards, the well wishes, the all of the concern. I said in my last video too that community is going to be so important moving forward, and I really, really believe that we're all here for each other, and that we're going to be helping each other for the next 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, 18 months. We don't know how long this is going to go. We don't know what the long-term prognosis is for people like me, who have had this body ravaged by this virus and now is going to try to get back. So we're going to need each other. We're going to need each other. And everybody out there who's listening, I want you to know, if you need me, tell me, and I will be right there. My family will be right there. We will be there for you. Thank you so much for being there for us. We love you. We love you. Stay safe. Follow all the guidelines. Follow the directions. Take it seriously. Keep yourself safe. And show some of that love. Some of that love that you have to all those around you. Thank you for being part of my personal community. My family's community. And just know that we love you. And we hear you. And we appreciate everything y'all have done and everything that is being done. Hopefully, don't have to do a whole lot more of these posts, and we'll just kind of continue to get better. But thank you so much for all the concern, and I hope to see everybody very, very soon.
That is Drew Smith, formerly of Fox 11 in Green Bay. I know that our friends in Green Bay are listening and probably have witnessed that or seen that as well over on Facebook, but that is tremendous. Now, obviously, you can hear him breathing, and he is still struggling, but he is somebody that had pneumonia with the coronavirus, and the underlying factors exacerbated it, but he is out of intensive care. He is at home, and as he said, very cautiously optimistic at this point for a full recovery, but as he had stated, it's everybody's in it together. We have talked about that. It's interesting at this time, just a little behind the scenes of what it is we do. Our company is asking for us all to shoot home videos and to do things socially and to remind you as much as we possibly can to remain calm, to make the best of it. One of the things I've said on this program time and again, and I really mean this, I really hope that there are two things that come out of this. One, you're a better person because of it. You come out better, whether it's just completing tasks at home, taking care of certain things that you've been putting off, taking care of yourself, more healthy living, healthy eating, being a better person. And two, when you come out of this, more appreciative. I mean, I know I will be. I'll be appreciative of being able to go and sit with you in the stands at a game. I'll be very appreciative of going to, enjoy an outdoor concert or a festival or, just simple things like, going to the sporting goods store and, picking up something for the gym or something, shoes or whatever. I mean, just our daily, everyday stuff that we do that we've always taken for granted. Well, now we don't, because it's almost something that we need to continually take us away from our daily grind. And we're glad to be here and do what we do, not only to bring you sports as a diversion, but also along the way, what we have tried to do is this is specifically on my program, because we do sports talk and that's what people tune in for. But there are certain things that become real life entities that you have to then disseminate and get out to the public. And we appreciate you being here and still listening. We try to give you the news along the way. We don't inundate you with statistics when it comes to the coronavirus and certain things going on, but we've shared a lot of different stuff. We've shared great moments. We've shared a lot of news, breaking news. We've shared our opinions. Some of you agree. Some of you don't. You know, we've shared sponsors. We're just trying to take care of as many people as we can because that's what radio is. Radio is, I've always said, it's one of the most personal entities there is in media. And it's because you can hear us in your headset when you're cutting the grass or when you're taking a jog or when you're in your car. Hell, even in your shower, people have sports talk on in the background or talk radio on in the background. In every form, we're in your bedrooms, we're in your kitchens, we're in your bars, we're everywhere. So while you do have your phone and you do have your apps, but the sound of what it is we do can pierce many different things, and especially when it comes to breaking news or just entertainment value to take you away. But, sincerely, thanks for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate all your time. We appreciate you being here as much as maybe you appreciate or don't appreciate us being here. I really don't know, but thanks for taking a listen. And speaking of that, the shows and such, the things that you're binge watching, I got to admit, I have been given a lot of different links to this particular program. We'll talk about it when we come back. But there was also something last night, personally speaking, that was absolutely fantastic. And I had a blast, and it was like it was a mini party. It was a lot of fun. I'll tell you what that is as well when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. Hopefully you're enjoying your Friday. Got some rain moving into the area. The sky's getting pretty dark. We're expecting rain overnight into tomorrow. Some could possibly be severe before it's all said and done. So hunker down. Get ready for that as well. Radio Joe Zinzola back in our studios. I'm Bill Michaels, the big unit. Also Evan Heffelfinger back there as well. Say that fast 3 times. Reminding you that this portion of the program and the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, also brought to you by our good friends at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin as well. Thanks to them for being a part of us. Got a lot of different places checking in that are saying, hey, we're live, we are local, and if you can help support our businesses, by all means do so. If you are a business that is open, you're within the sound of my voice, say whether you're in Wausau or if you're in Green Bay or if you're in Madison or Eau Claire, anyone, I mean, even in Rockford, down where we have one of our good affiliates, our friends out in Madison, let us know if you're open, and we'll try to do our best to give you a shout out if we possibly can. You can just hit me up, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com, and hit us up there. So last night, now I'm going to get to the show that everybody's talking about, okay? But last night, I completely had forgot that they were doing this, and I have talked about this time and again, okay? There's a band that I follow. They're a good band. They're a cover band, but they're a tremendous 80s, like, dance party band called 16 Candles. And their keyboardist is from Wisconsin. A lot of the guys are from Chicago and from Northern Illinois, but they travel the country now. I mean, they're in such demand. They're all over the place, okay? And they last night did a concert online on Facebook Live and on Zoom Video, and they had a bunch of different ones going last night, and it was fantastic. It got to the point where I couldn't, like, stop watching, and it was great in the sense that, now I wish they'd do it on a Friday or Saturday night when you're sitting at home and maybe, you know, drinking in your own bar, but they did it last night, and they did it just for Venmo tips and to benefit a lot, raise awareness to a lot of different things, a lot of different causes. But if you follow them, go to Facebook, just 16 Candles Band on Facebook. You can find them there. They're fantastic. And they had a hell of a turnout. They had over almost at 1,500 people watching last night, which is a huge amount when you think about you know, Facebook Lives. Normally, if you get up around 500 to 1,000, you're pretty happy. But they had last night over almost 5,000 people. So anyway, long story short, had a great time last night, just kind of sitting on the couch, watching the band play, listening to music, the conversations that were going on in Facebook Live, and a lot of different artists nationally, locally, bands locally, they're doing this now. It is something to pay attention to, something to pass the time, something to kind of set your schedule around. This may become somewhat of the new norm before it's all said and done in many different facets, but it was really interesting, really cool last night to see all of that and to have so many friends that I invited to do it, and it was this big, giant group chat. By the time I went to bed last night, like at 11 o'clock, I mean, my phone was blowing up. There was this huge group chat, and everybody's talking and making jokes, and it's kind of like we were all together, but we weren't. There is a different norm out there right now, and I encourage you, if you are not savvy in all this stuff, find out about it. Find out somebody that can talk you through it, but there's a way to gather right now without gathering physically. And it's you know, social distancing, but it's still fun to share times and thoughts and such. But had a blast last night watching 16 Candles, the band, and everybody that was along for the ride last evening on the laptop here in the office. So the show that everybody is talking about, and I've been getting pictures of this over and over and over again. I have to admit, I have not seen it yet. I have been going back and trying to watch some of these things. Remember that guy, that Derek from Albany, and who listens to us in Schenectady, Joe, who said go to Full Color Football? I started watching that, and that is amazing. So I've been watching that. But this Tiger King thing, that's like taken over, hasn't it?
It is the strangest docuseries I've ever seen in my life. Do you know who Joe Exotic is? And I'm not talking about me. Have you ever heard of the name?
That would be your wrestling name.
Yeah. Have you ever heard, really, have you ever heard of the guy by the name of Joe Exotic?
I have. He's got the long blonde hair. He looks kind of like a wrestler.
Yeah. So this dude is, he owns a zoo, a tiger zoo in Oklahoma, and he's been running this thing now for quite some time. He is just really quite the character. He's a huge guns owner. He is very flamboyant. He has two husbands. This guy is just, he actually tried running for governor in Oklahoma and actually got 19% of the vote. So this whole show is based around him, but it's also based around his competition. And there's a couple of other characters in this particular docuseries, one of which, she owns like this tiger rescue place down in Florida. And she believes that Joe Exotic is harming these tigers that he owns. So she has her own little sanctuary, as she likes to call it. And she's trying to look like the holier than thou tiger owner. Then there's another tiger owner in South Carolina. And this dude is known for putting his animals in a lot of famous movies like Dr. Doolittle and Ace Ventura. But this guy is also a polygamist. He has the girls that work for him. He has like three or four or five different wives.
Wow.
It is. And so they are all competing against each other to see really who has the best business. And there are so many twists and turns on this show. You're sitting there thinking to yourself, this can't be real. None of this can be real, and yet it is, because they have so much footage of these people on actual local television stations. They've been interviewed time and time again, and you just think that this is something that Netflix just made up, and it's not.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Making a Murderer was probably the best docuseries that Netflix has ever had, but I think this tops it because it is the most unusual piece of television you may ever watch. And it came out at the right time during the coronavirus, because now this is all people are watching. There's seven episodes of it. I'm through five. Evan's through five. Evan, this is crazy stuff, man.
It just sounds bizarre. Evan, you're watching this too?
Yeah, I started watching last night, and I had two episodes left, and I decided it was already like 1 a.m. I should probably go to sleep and not finish it. Because they're each like 45-minute episodes. Like, it's almost a movie you're watching every episode. There's so many twists and turns. Like, the woman, she might have killed her husband and fed him to tigers or hit him in a septic tank.
That I heard. That part of it, I got some of it last night, yeah.
Yeah, the woman that's holier than thou
is a psychopath.
Is a total psychopath. Like, she has the most calm demeanor out of any of those people, and you feel like she's so innocent, but she's almost a little too calm. And then you start hearing from other people about her ex-husband who disappeared. You know, you hear from the daughters, you hear from the ex-wife, you hear from his attorney, you hear from his handler. They're all discussing, like, this woman's nuts. Like, they're convinced that she killed her husband and no one has heard from him. It's just so crazy, man. If you've got time this weekend, Bill, I don't know if you have Netflix, but take the time and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time and watch this. Honestly, I think it's right up your alley because it is just so, so bizarre.
I have seen people that have commented on this. I had somebody send me a link to it. As a matter of fact, I don't know who it was, but last night in the... when I was watching 16 Candles online, somebody in our chat group said, listening to 16 Candles and watching that. And they sent the picture of the guy kneeling next to the tiger. That's the reason I knew about it. So I started looking into it. And I started reading a little bit about this, and I thought, first of all, it's hard to follow because it's when you're reading about it, they're going from name to name to name to name to name. And then they're talking about the woman who fed her husband to a tiger, and then this guy, he's got two husbands, and the other guy has like five wives, and I'm like, what the hell is this? You know? And I thought it was made up. I thought it was some kind of a new sitcom. And I'm like, okay, I got to pay attention to this eventually. And then I find out this morning that it's real. And I'm like, holy mackerel, this is just flat out bizarre. But people are just, you know what? We all love the freak show and we all love the car wreck. You know what I mean? So that's what people are paying attention to. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Who knows? Maybe you're watching this too. Maybe you're watching this too. Give us a shout. Anyway, give us a shout. We got a lot more coming up. The Bill Michaels Show is going to continue. Bruce Gridkowski from Pro Football Focus, the analyst, former NFL quarterback. Going to talk a lot about quarterbacks and a lot of the movement in the NFL. That is coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show, brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip's doing everything to keep their stores clean, sanitized, they're remaining open. They know that we need gas, we need convenience. You want to get in, you want to get out, you want to be healthy, and they're doing it right now. Also reminding you that the Forrester Farm bag of individually wrapped chicken breasts, boneless, skinless, cage-free, all natural, they've got them. If you purchase one bag and use your Quick Rewards card, you get 10 cents off per gallon of fuel. Two bags, 25 cents. Three bags, 50 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons. Think about that. And today they have the big cookies that are on sale as well. Stop in and grab it. But it's Quick Trip, man. They're trying to stay open. They're trying to remain relevant and trying to help you out during this time of need. So remember that when you need gas and you need to go in and get something quick, whether it's bread or eggs or milks or bananas or whatever it happens to be, stop and use our local Quick Trip. Good, good people based out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. So a little bit earlier today, we had a chance to talk to our good buddy Bruce Gridkowski, Pro Football Focus analyst, former NFL quarterback. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And one of the biggest questions coming right out of the chute, talking about all the different movement when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL, is how much better are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? What should we be thinking about regarding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the addition of Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think, when I first heard about the news about Brady signing with Tampa, I mean, first you think about what he's done with New England. And, I joke that we have a lot of similarities being a six-round draft pick. But I also know how it feels going into an organization as a six-round draft pick. So I have just a ton of respect for Brady in his career, what he's done and accomplished. I mean, a six-time Super Bowl champ, The guy is amazing. 13 title game appearances. So, you know, what he brought to New England was amazing. It's to be celebrated. But I'm also excited for this next step. I mean, I think it's going to be actually a breath of fresh air for Tom Brady to go to Tampa and be with Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich, two guys that are good communicators. Byron Leftwich played the position. They're going to feel, you know, Brady's going to feel like he's on the same platform and level as them. They're going to give Brady a lot of leeway and so forth. But, you know, we could put all the physical tools aside. The main thing I think what Tom Brady brings to that locker room is his mentality. I mean, the minute he signs with Tampa Bay, you got to believe the other players in the locker room are thinking, man, we got a chance. We have a legit chance. And Brady, on the physical side of things, he's still got it. I'm not worried about his arm strength. I mean, in rhythm and in a clean pocket, he's graded 91.6 for us this past season at PFF. But it's versus pressure, when pressure is around him, not necessarily blitz, just pressure around him, his grade dropped to 49.2. So they have to be able to protect him in Tampa. He's going to have the weapons around him. I look forward to seeing him be successful. The other concern I have about this is, you know, he was used to Josh McDaniels, very strategic in how he game plans, a lot of quick game and mismatches, finding, you know, running backs on linebackers. In Bruce Arians' offense, it's going to be a lot of downfield passing, which could be great. I mean, as quarterbacks, it's actually easier at times to throw the ball more downfield. So I'm looking to see how that transition goes. But I just think Brady and what he brings with his mindset and mentality is just a huge win for Tampa Bay.
Let's talk about Carolina now. They get rid of their head coach, Ron Rivera. He moves on. They bring in Teddy Bridgewater. Cam Newton now looking for a job. Teddy Bridgewater, if you really look at his overall body of work, he's 22-12 as a starting quarterback. He did have success this past season, kind of showed his wares, and now he's ready to fly on his own. But you tell me, has Carolina gotten better with Teddy Bridgewater, or do you think they're going to regret letting go of Cam Newton?
No, I think they got better. I mean, Cam Newton was beat up the last few years. He wasn't, you know, accurate from the pocket. And then if he can't bring the athleticism to the table, I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be better off. I mean, look, he finished among the league's best at avoiding negative plays and turnover-worthy plays for us, but he also posted a low percentage of positives. So Bridgewater is going to manage the game. The thing I like the best about this move is I think he will partner very well with offense coordinator Joe Brady. I love what Brady did for Joe Burrow at LSU. There's going to be some familiarities. You know, Joe Brady was in New Orleans at some point with Sean Payton. So there's going to be some similarities to the offense, and I think he's going to call a good game. And schematically, they're going to be good. It's going to be friendly for the quarterback. So I think it's an offense that Bridgewater can really do well in.
Then you've got, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, an aging quarterback, a guy that last year goes into the system with Matt LaFleur, and they get a 13-3 record, and we're all sitting here going, how the hell were they 13-3? But they just continually got it done. They had a better defense, more run game. Now we're looking at, obviously, an upgrade at the tight end position. We're looking at an upgrade at the wide receiver position. They bring in Funchess. They still need to probably draft one or two wideouts. They seem to have a run game that's established, but a very healthy team last season. The loss of Brian Bulaga, the bring-in of Ricky Wagner. Tell me what you think of Aaron Rodgers' chances of getting back to a Super Bowl here in the next year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively they've done a great job building their defense, and they have the weapons. I think they have to do a good job through this draft in getting more pieces around Aaron Rodgers offensively, and they can. This draft's loaded with wide receivers. There's some talent there. I love what Rodgers did last year of protecting the football, and people want to see all his splash-type plays. But, man, he did a really good job of being, you know, that leader and that guy that protects the football. Look, his big-time throw percentage, he ranked fourth for us. His turnover-worthy plays percentage, he ranked ninth. So those were good. The thing I'd like to see him get better, his grade from a clean pocket, he ranked 18th out of 35 quarterbacks, and he could be better there. At times you see Rodgers getting through his progressions and then wanting to buy some time outside the pocket. I think he just needs to execute what's called at times. And I think next year in another season in Matt LaFleur's offense and Nathaniel Hackett, he'll continue to get better and grow within that system with the coaches helping him out and vice versa. It's Aaron Rodgers. You know, I love watching him play. He's probably the most athletic, you know, athletic while throwing and arm talent in the league, him and Mahomes. So he's always fun to watch. So I really do. I'd love to see him get back to the Super Bowl.
Talking with Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focus analyst, former NFL quarterback himself. So now you've got Nick Foles coming into Chicago. He's going to be behind Mitch Trubisky. It's Trubisky's job to lose, you assume. But is Trubisky the real deal? I thought when they traded up for him, I thought they made a massive mistake, and it's leaning in that direction. But how do you see things playing out in Chicago as the season rolls on?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. I mean, I think they're just looking for some better quarterback play. I mean, Trubisky last year was 31st out of 100 attempts, you know, with his grade at 63.3 of PFF passing grade. And, you know, so you have to get better there. I think with the addition of Foles, the coaching staff, it's a bunch of coaches that have been with them before, and Matt Nagy, Bill Lazor, DeFilippo. So I think that camaraderie, that relationship, Foles will be comfortable. He'll be able to grasp the offense fast. I think the thing with Nick Foles is if he's playing with confidence, he can do well. I mean, he can make these magnificent throws. Now, also, there's the times where he makes some boneheaded throws, but if he has a coaching staff that believes in him, that could get that confidence back and get him to be playing at that high level that we've seen him play at, he just has to be more consistent at it. He could be good. I mean, you know, the Bears are a good team. They're just missing that piece. And I just don't think it lasts for Trubisky. I think, you know, Foles with the relationship with the coaches and him knowing that offense will give the Bears a better opportunity. But I also look at Trubisky. Look, I've been on that side. I've been cut many times from teams, and I've gotten other chances to start that you have to take advantage of the opportunities. Trubisky is going to continue to learn and grow. He's still a young player. There's a lot you can learn in the NFL as you have the highs and lows. So with Trubisky's athleticism and his knowledge continuing to grow in the game, he could continue to get better.
Always great to talk, my friend. I certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. Real quick before I let you go, who has, in your opinion, other than Tampa Bay, because we know that right now the sky's the limit for what Tom Brady can do there, who else has had a really good offseason? I mean, and then there's the controversy which is going on down in Dallas with Dak Prescott about getting the franchise tag and will he sign and how much. But who's had a really good offseason, in your opinion?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury being able to pull off that trade and get DeAndre Hopkins over there with a young stud at quarterback and Kyler Murray, that's going to be fascinating to watch this year. I think Deshaun Watson, a lot of his big-time plays came off rhythm, off schedule, and hitting DeAndre Hopkins downfield. So I think the match with Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins is going to be something special to keep an eye on. So I was just impressed with what Arizona did. That was pretty sweet.
There you go. That is our good friend that joined us a little bit earlier, Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focus, the analyst there, former NFL quarterback, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRADA. Go to schneiderjobs.com. I had mentioned before about bars and restaurants that are open. And I said, hey, let me know if yours are open in the area. And I got a whole bunch of people, obviously our friends at Bunkers up in Wausau, doing the takeout orders for the big fish fry this weekend. Jordan's Big Ten Pub out in Madison doing curbside. Also, Oscar's Pub and Grill for our friends listening to us in Rockford. I got an email from Jesse who says Nuts Deep 2 in Marshfield. We've actually done our show there before, so Nuts Deep 2. There's the Pump Room, which is up on Webster in Green Bay, and the Hagemeister Park is open. They're doing some big fish fries and such up in the Green Bay area as well. So plenty of bars and restaurants that are open. Don't forget, continue to support a lot of the bars right here in our own backyard. and stick with some of the local and shop local as much as you can. I've been telling you about Stenny's doing some charity work, and they did not have a good lunch hour today. So they're hoping for a really big fish fry push this afternoon, and they're doing it for a benefit as well. And, again, giving proceeds to a gentleman who is in, I'm going to say poor health, for lack of a better term, and really struggling. And they're doing some proceeds going to him, some to the employees they had to let go. So Stenny's is doing it. There's Coach's Pub and Grill. I had mentioned just a couple of the others, our friends at San Giorgio and Calderon Club downtown. They're doing fish fries and pizzas and such. So keep supporting local as much as you possibly can. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap things up. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling all right. Skipping over the curves.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad that you're here with us today. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks, as always, for all of you taking a listen to us. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so a couple of minutes before we have to get out of here for the week and then the weekend, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about what you're, another week without sports, what you're really jonesing for. Are you missing Bucks more in that championship run, or the start of baseball season and the Milwaukee Brewers? We'll talk with Steve Ashburner of NBA.com is going to join us come Monday. Maybe we'll have some movement and a little bit more clarity as to the possibility of the resumption of the NBA season. We'll ask him what he thinks the effects are of this long layoff to the Milwaukee Bucks, and specifically to the competition when it comes to winning a championship. So that's all coming up here on Monday. Hey, you've heard me talk a while about our friends at the Biofuels Association. Yesterday I was over at Quick Trip. I stopped there real quick. I had to go to the bank, and I went through the drive-thru, obviously, keeping social distancing, and sterilized the hands and the whole thing, and then I stopped because gas right now is pretty cheap. So I stopped and I filled up my tanks on both the truck and the car. And as I'm there, a gentleman walks over and he says, "I'm sorry, I won't get too close." And I said, "Yeah." And he says, "Thanks for, you know, turning me on to the unleaded 88. And I said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "You know, it's 5 cents cheaper here at Quick Trip." I said, "I know." It was $1.30 at Quick Trip. Anyway, he just said, "Thanks." And I said, "Hey, good to see you using it." So more and more people are making the concerted effort to switch over to the unleaded 88, or the E15 as they call it. And if you want to see if your car or your truck can run on that, or even a flex fuel vehicle type of E85, go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And as always, it's brought to you by our local farmers who grow the corn. Okay, that starts the ethanol process. All the refineries and all the refiners in the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders who turn that into ethanol to be then blended into gasoline. And then all the great retailers around our state, around our region, such as our friends at Quick Trip, who sell the stuff and make it available for you. So continually check it out. But if you want to see if you qualify for that, if your car qualifies for that, you can get a lot of the myths, a lot of the facts dispelled, all that kind of stuff. You can just go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. Joe, what's on your agenda this weekend? You and Evan. What's Evan got going on, too? I want to find out.
Evan's occupied right now. I will be finishing the final two episodes of The Tiger King tonight. Tomorrow, I don't know, man. I need to build a desk for my fiance. She's been working remotely from home.
Okay. So a desk needs to be built. Evan is working now. In other words, that's another way for Evan to say, "Oh, I left the show early. There's nothing going on. We're getting the hell out of here."
I just had to yell at Evan for slacking off.
Yeah.
So I
get it. Evan left. Yeah. Evan left. He's probably down. He probably had some bad burrito last night that he made himself. He's in the bathroom, and then he's leaving. He's calling in a week.
Yeah.
So Evan is out of here. Joe's going to be watching the Tiger King. Me, more projects around the house. I had a hinge on a door that I needed to fix, and I just put up some closet doors that I needed to replace. And I'm going to hang with the dogs. It's supposed to be a rainy day tomorrow, so I don't think I'm going to do a whole lot tomorrow. But if it's nice in the morning, the dogs and I are going to go to the field. And I'm going to turn them loose and let them just run around for a little bit. I have not been able to take them to daycare over to my friend Ben over at Barking Up Hickory because Mickey's been sick. And I didn't want to take him over while he was sick. So especially if he had like anything in his tummy, that would have gotten other dogs sick. So again, social distancing and you know, canine distancing going on in this house. But I'm going to try to get the dogs out for a run, and who knows, maybe next week I'll take them out.
1057FMTheFan.com is where you can go to cast your vote for the Fandemonium Tournament. Vote for Bill, vote for me, vote for Evan.
Evan is down the hall in the John, so vote for Evan a whole lot.
Even though Evan's not doing his job right now.
No, he's
vote for him anyway.
Yeah,
vote for him anyway.
Once there's not eyes on you continuously, you know, it's a free for all. It really is.
That's right.
Short of just being on the air, it's a free for all behind the scenes.
That's right.
So we thank everybody for joining us on the program. Everybody for hanging out. Key, I'm going to do some stuff over the weekend on Facebook, so pay attention to that. Like us over on the Facebook fan page. Simply go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. I'll probably do a couple things over the weekend on Facebook. I'm going to maybe hang out down in the bar later on tonight. Maybe I'll take you down there with me. Who knows? Maybe you can see me smoke a cigar and get hammered tonight. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll do the virtual. Maybe I'll check in on Chuck and Shannon in a virtual date. Just pop up in the background. Oh, man. Anyway, make the best of it. Keep washing your hands. Keep taking care of yourself. Let's come out of this better in the long run than we ever thought we could be going into this whole mess. And hang in there and get out and support local. I'm going to venture out of the house. I got to do one thing when it comes to grocery shopping. I got to get some chicken broth for Mickey for his tummy. And then I'm going down to Stenny's. I'm going to pick up a fish fry. I'm going to go there. And then I'm heading back home to eat it. Going to enjoy my fish fry, do some work around the house. I'm looking forward to a tremendous evening, a tremendous weekend. Keep supporting local. Time for us to go. Have a good one.
Sixteen stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.